Hello, listeners. Welcome back to Inner and Outer Reality.
This is Inner Reality and Outer Reality. Listeners, this is what you're listening to.
I'm here again with...
Jacob Calle.
We're sitting inside of Gallery Furniture, waiting for the Mattress Mac to come on the podcast.
You said choose a location that means something to you. Why not Gallery Furniture?
This is insane. I'm super excited. I guess we'll start.
You know what?
Off.
This could be your sort of jelly beans. What if James comes back and he says, "Sorry, Mac is busy."
Yeah, right. You just can't do it.
Can't do it.
That's fine.
But you know what? You saw Mac.
Yeah.
He was down.
He came in. He said hello. Very friendly.
His media team is his son James.
Yeah, he had to screen us.
They had to screen me. They looked up. They had to Google me, and I looked and I saw that thing. I was like, "Oh crap!" From America's Got Talent.
What'd you do?
They had me come on there and be a clown.
Oh, really?
Kind of like, all right, he goes, Jacob Kai is up next after the break. And then they would play my clip, and it's me eating a scorpion, and it shows the audience going, ew. Yeah, and then commercial. And then segment two, all right, coming up next. They kept doing that. I was the bait for commercials to keep people reeled in. And at the very last one, the last contestant was me. And they go, And then the only one that didn't X me was Heidi.
Oh, really?
Oh, dude, she's so kind.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Would you have felt terrible had you got all X's?
I did not care. Like, I even really appreciate somebody in the comments. Someone's like, yeah, I don't think that guy actually cared. Like, you could tell that my passion was not there. And the reason the passion wasn't there is because the producer named Andrew, I believe. So if you're listening, don't do this to people. It's not nice. They abuse you.
So while we wait, what is your meaning of life? What do you believe the meaning of life to be?
Oh, man, grasp at nothing.
Extend that.
You know, you should be... Anything that you do, this podcast is an extension of you because that's what you love. What else do you love?
Really, I love existence, like the universe.
Come on,
like,
let's not be deep. What do you love?
I'm being genuine.
Podcasts, you like podcasts. What do you like, Snickers?
They're all right.
Snickers, okay, what do you love in this life?
Well, I would go into the argument that like I don't love things. I mean, I
okay, you love friends.
Yeah.
Our personalities, me, my DNA is an extension of you. How many times have you taken pictures of my roof?
Oh, once or twice, yeah.
Yeah, that's an extension of each other.
Our existence, yeah.
Of our existence. Yeah. We exist together.
Yeah.
And so what's the existence of life is just that we're on this planet for so long. We could die after this podcast. This could be the last podcast.
Oh, yeah, we could die right now. Yeah, on the podcast.
And I... Okay. And... All right, and you're going to cut this, right?
I might, yeah. We'll see.
So we just started a new promotion today.
Yes, sir.
So he's a little stressed out about that. But I told him, I said, look, you know, like me, two very Houston arts guys, you know?
Yes, sir. Exactly.
You know? And this and that. And he said, look, I don't have much time. I can't promise all I want to do this for. I said, I understand. And I said, look, I just want to talk to you. He said, I don't want to talk to you. So that's fine. You talk about Houston or Harvey or whatever.
Yeah.
And he's like, okay. And he said, look, tell me. I don't know when I'll get there, but I won't make him wait forever. But, you know, I'll stop by. I'll say a few things. Can't promise how long. One thing I'll say for my dad is once you get to talking to him, there's a chance it may be 90 seconds. And if so, his 30 seconds will be dead on if you have your questions ready. You know what I'm saying? He's very, very good. Like one take, wonder type stuff.
What'd I just say? I just said that to him. He's very good.
I mean, he's excellent. Yeah. And chances are, as things go, it'll probably give you slightly more time than you would expect.
Yeah.
Which would be cool. You know what I mean? Thanks, fellas.
Hey, thank you so much. I appreciate it. You have a great day. Thank you.
So, extending in what you're saying, that is what I would call...
Oh, I promise I won't. Much respect. Thank you.
That's what I call funk. And so...
Yeah, you did say that.
Do you know what monads are?
Monads. No, I don't.
So there's a philosopher, Leibniz, and monads are essentially like when you break down like everything, like the molecules of the universe, it's what you would consider the smallest thing possible that basically forms everything.
It's smaller than an atom.
Yeah. Well, what's in an atom but a quark? And what's in a quark? We don't know yet. We haven't been able to see that far yet. And so what funk is essentially that.
Quark.
Yeah, quark. And so what...
Then Van Hook. Van Luke is a person who discovered cells because he was looking at a quark. State of life. Comes back around.
It's all connected. And so that's where, again, where the funk is the literal... It would go beyond the monad. Like, what is a monad made of? And then if anything is after that, then funk comes after.
Oh, we were just talking about, like, the Big Bang Theory. It's just, like, what happened to that? Okay, well, okay. Beyond that. What happened to beyond that? I don't know. I'm like, who knows?
Yeah.
Who knows? And you know what? I don't need to know.
And I don't think humans ever might know, or at least in our time, but given a million years, who's to say that we don't connect with this funk and learn how to read from it in the data that is stored in these things? Kind of like phenomena is what's called a visual microphone, and you're able to redact sound out of objects. Like, you're able to get data out of these things. Like, all the things that are around us are holding information within their cells.
Oh, 100%. Have you ever seen that little blind kid?
Go on.
Okay. So he is blind. Hello, Tim. Not much. Oh, just doing a podcast.
Doing a podcast.
Very cool. So anyways, so this table right here, I have a microphone right here with a tripod. You have your pink sparkling water right here. Over there is a flat little sign that reads $2,100.99 for this oak wood table, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's this blind boy. Blind. He'll come up. He'll go, over to my right. There's something with three legs with a bulb on top. You're like, yes, go on. It's pointing to the right. Yes, go on. There's a cylinder cone-shaped bottle right here. You're like, what? How does he know? Just because he's feeling the energy around him that everything is also just pushing out their existence of what they are.
Yeah, because again, it's all made from the same basic funk. It is all just this...
Feeling it.
It's atoms moving around that are just vibrating. And we're all made of the same thing. It's just we're different kind of atoms.
I don't know if any of that made sense.
No, I give you what you mean. You can sense that creation. And so then once you expand from there, like if this is the observable universe, my fist, it's expanding into something, right? Or so they say. Whatever that something is funk. And if that exists within something, that's just more funk and more funk, and it's almost never ending. And so it goes both ways. And so essentially, everything is funk.
Would you say it expands, or is it more of like an accordion, or just kind of like a way of going in and out?
And that's what they're thinking, because when you look at the history of like the universe and you're looking outside, it's kind of like what they describe as a torus or a donut. And so it's kind of expanding into itself.
Yeah, I've read Paul Davies. He's a astrophysicist from University of Arizona. He's explained the donut theory. I skimmed the book.
To my thoughts, and again, there's no proof of this because it's all just what were extensions of everything else. I would say that if there was a Big Bang and like it caused everything to happen. And then let's say that everything is kind of decaying over time, like because energy transfers. Energy is never destroyed.
But let's say, negative.
Go on.
Cremations. Where do people go?
You become the ash. Your energy and also smoke. Your energy is just...
Energy is kind of not there. You think you could grab ash and use that as soil to grow a plant?
Yeah.
No.
That's kind of how ash works, man. Or even if your body just decomposes.
There's nothing nutrient in those ashes.
You can mix it with dirt.
That's ingredients. I'm just talking about ash itself in its own element.
Hey, you never know. Given enough time and probability, anything is possible. A phoenix could rise from those ashes.
Yeah, but we're talking about reality.
But, okay, so even without the ashes, let's talk about the fumes. Your body then becomes smoke and vapor, and you become in the atmosphere. You are now a part of the atmosphere.
There you go. You exit that way. Yes.
And so energy is always transferred into something. But again,
I'll agree with that.
Entropy, things become chaotic. And so that is the way that is becoming chaotic, and it breaks down. But then there's entaxy, which is the opposite of things growing and coming together. And so, again, going back to the universe.
Man, this is the weirdest place to have this discussion.
Inside of Gallery Furniture?
Waiting for
Mattress Mac.
While his minions circle us, waiting for buzzwords in our conversation to report back that we're no good.
Yeah. And it could happen or it couldn't happen. But whatever, we're in the moment. And that's what this is about, is just being present and being here.
Okay.
Which I didn't know that we were going
Pop
to be
quiz.
Doing.
Yeah. Do you prefer to take pictures of concerts or keep your phone in your pocket?
Keep my phone in my pocket, really.
Really? You don't want to walk away with one memory?
I will Snapchat a video
there
of the songs that I enjoy.
So you did it. So you do bring your phone out.
For like 5 seconds,
yeah. But your phone is out.
A little bit, yeah.
Did you kill her or barely killed her? Yeah, you killed her.
Okay.
So there you go.
Okay.
You bring your phone out.
Yeah, that is true. I'll also look at my phone. I'll check out the concert list. Like, I'll look at their tour. There's
Wait
like
a second. Doesn't Mattress Mac have monkeys?
Like there real monkeys?
Yeah, there are 4 stuffed raccoons. Remarkable. Yeah, he's got monkeys. We're going to find monkeys. Maybe we should, like, put paws and talk about monk.
How would Mac find us? Are we supposed
we
to
just
move?
Wait.
Yeah.
But we can finish some of the podcasts at the monkeys. Yeah, you didn't know that? He has a zoo.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. I do recall that. Again, I haven't been here in years.
His son kind of looks like Mattress Mac.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's bloodline.
Oh, yeah. Duh. Apple doesn't fall far from the tree.
His son was James. James was the one who screened us. We were talking about that earlier for y'all listening.
Do you remember the Be Someone bridge?
Yeah. It's always repainted.
Do you remember one of them reading Be Mattress Mac?
I think so. That was like a couple years ago.
I did that.
Oh, legit.
I did that.
Wow. Yeah. You heard it here first, y'all.
Yeah, you heard it first.
That was Jacob Calle.
Yeah, I spelled it wrong on purpose because I just wanted to make it eligible and just get the hell out of there.
Oh, I bet.
And they came over here and they interviewed Mattress Mac about it because it made a lot of hoopla. It was like on the Chronicle, like it was on the news. And they go, "Are you mad that your name is all misspelled?" He goes, "No, I get it. You had to hurry up and get out of there."
Yeah. Goes,
and I was like, "Yes, Mattress Mac, yes, queen."
Tell me more about because I've always wondered, how do you get that location? Like, how do you even paint that?
A lot of people ask that. So the first time I went up there, I wrote else right next to be someone. So it read be someone else.
Uh-huh.
Because anybody who looks at that as a daily affirmation and trying to, like, I need to discover and be myself by reading this shitty bridge, maybe you should be someone else. And so then they changed it, and then they threatened to beat me up because I painted else next to someone. I tried to tell them that I didn't know that it read someone. My tag's name is else. He goes, "Yeah, but you wrote it in the same font." And I was like, "All right, whatever. Gives up. Okay, I did it." And then they tried to beat me up, and I was like, "Well, maybe you should be someone else."
Who are you being right now?
Yeah.
A bully.
Yeah, be someone, man. Don't beat me up. And so then you go up there, and there's holes, so you could see the cars pass under you.
Okay.
If you slip, you're going to fall.
Ooh.
I am not surprised. No, I am surprised that no one has not died yet.
Right? In a location like that? Because, I mean, above the highway. Like,
it's not safe.
Yeah.
It's not safe.
That's what I've always wondered.
It is,
like,
not safe.
And do you have to, like, hang down while you're
You don't
doing
hang.
It?
So you're leaning over, and you have, like, a foot of steel to rest your chest on.
So you're painting it upside down.
You're painting it upside down.
What?
And so many people who go, "Yeah, I like your jokes up there, Jacob. They're funny, but..."
Like, you're risking your life for it.
But it's all bad. And I'm like, well, A, I'm not trying to go for art. I'm just trying to go for laughs.
That is art, though. It's subjective.
Yeah, if you want to talk about Dada art, like Dadaism. But, like, I'm just trying to get in and get out.
Yeah.
And so every time, it just looks bad. And that came, the joke is to, every time I go up there and spell something, it's going to be spelled wrong.
That's funny.
Because, A, you're already pissing off people who like the sign.
Yeah.
And then you're going to be... your pedantic street artist freaks who'd be like, he spelled it wrong.
Yeah.
Which is even more hilarious because I'm just spelling it wrong on purpose.
And grammar fiends. But that just gets it even more visibility because...
Oh, it's so hilarious.
Someone's rather going to be like, oh, look at this thing that's spelled wrong rather than look at this correct thing that is cool. You know?
Yeah, every time I go up there, it makes the news.
Yeah.
And then, you know, you got people in helicopters and drones. And you know what? Someone got paid to go out there and write that article. Someone got paid to get in their helicopter and fly that helicopter. Someone got paid to produce the fuel for that oil. So, like, maybe, like, where this gas is, like, it's coming from, like, from Iran. Someone's getting paid by my graffiti. So, like, I am creating jobs.
You're creating jobs.
I'm an entrepreneur. And they have no idea that I'm the CEO.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. You break things down. You know, it's a butterfly effect. Everything happens, not for a reason, but everything just happens. I don't believe in serendipity. Things don't happen for a reason. Things just happen. And then whenever it comes into, like, this crazy snowball effect, and you know, like, this was all serendipitous. Like, that's a fucking poem. That's life writing Shakespeare. You're like, okay, that's pretty tight. CEO.
I haven't told anyone about this, but at Secret Group, when they had just started opening, the Zahid Sucks thing was, like, kind of starting. It hadn't, like, founded itself yet, but it was, like, getting around, and I wrote it on a bathroom stall.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, and Andrew posted it, and that's when it kind of, like, set in stone. Oh. And
it, how it blew up?
Yeah.
That's funny.
And so that was me. I never told Andrew or anyone because I didn't know if I would get in trouble or not. But I mean, it was all guilty. I would have cleaned it up if it was that big of a deal. But I didn't think of that. It would be.
So I had a house party comedy at my house, and somebody, I'll just name his name, you know, because I hate when people say, "Why throw shade on something if you're not going to say who?" Like, if you're gonna see someone online, out them. I didn't say the Chris word because Mr. Mac is coming.
Yeah.
And so this guy, his name is Jonathan Paul Jackson. He got this Sharpie that was like a paint pen.
Woof. Yeah. Don't go that far.
He drew male genitalia all over my refrigerator. And
at your own house.
At my own house, at my own party, with my own beer, my pizza that I was
given. It was free.
Yes.
Yeah.
And here he's
going to do this. I remember seeing
and
those.
And so I didn't see it happen, but my brother saw him and grabbed kitchen supplies and made him clean everything off.
I don't blame you.
And then he kicked him out of the house.
Good.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
So when I see him, I bring it up.
So, like,
still drawing wieners on people's refrigerators.
I see.
Bravo.
I see the artistic merit in it.
Low hanging fruit.
Because I mean, like, you could potentially compare it to, like, covering up the Bisawan Bridge. You know, like, you're doing it for a reason to, like, spark the jobs. You know.
Yeah. But wieners, come on, man.
Yeah, it's. It's low. Low-hanging fruit.
That's not even Bart Simpson's humor.
Yeah. Here's another broad question. Why do you believe what you believe?
Well, I believe in a lot of things. But it's also, it's not so much of what you believe in, it's what you know. And that's what's wrong with this country is where we're so polarized is that there's leaders out here that want you to think. I'm sorry, they want you to know and believe opposed to thinking. Like, they're not people. Yeah, I think whenever we're young, we should be taught how to think.
I completely agree.
Instead of just believing.
Yeah.
And.
But that's American propaganda for you.
Yeah. So that's where I'm getting at is, what was your question?
Why do you believe what you believe?
Punk rock, bro.
Do what?
Punk rock.
Punk rock.
I keep telling this in every single one of your episodes. I keep bringing in punk rock, the ethics of punk rock, of the origins of what individuality is, because otherwise you're just gonna be a sheep. And It's such a shame that at times where I feel alienated on my own planet, just because I'm, you know, might be a little different. Even, you know, I go to my grandparents. I am so weird when I go there. I feel so out of place.
It's different. Yeah, I get it. It's different generations, different things.
Yeah, and so I just feel that you should be who you want to be. And I think I tore that label off a long time ago. I was like a little kid. I was like, you know what? I'm going to be who I want to be. Mm-hmm. I'm saying like in a Popeye kind of way, but I'm just saying just punk rock just taught you to stand up for, there's other weirdos that fit that.
Then would you feel that you're a punk rock sheep?
Sheep?
Yeah, I mean, you follow the morals of punk rock or the laws of...
Dude, I'm wearing Cole Haan.
I don't know what that means.
It's a very expensive brand. I'm not a sheep. I'm not like dressing like
there's different herds of sheep. There's, yeah. You know,
it's just think for your own. Yeah. It's not being a sheep.
Well, are you thinking for your own if you're following punk rock? And I'm not like disagreeing with you. I'm just challenging these thoughts and trying to get in deep.
You could play devil's advocate all you want, but I'm just going to keep saying the same thing. Is the ethics of punk rock is thinking for yourself,
challenging the system, status quo. I agree. I understand,
but that doesn't mean that you shouldn't buy this beautiful cherry wood table for $2,199. And if you vote for the who's playing the Super Bowl?
Bengals and something else.
So if you vote for the Bengals, you might get this for free.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right.
Man, this, someone might win this table, and next year at Super Bowl, they're going to be like, you know what? Last year, this table, boom. It's already a conversation piece.
Yeah, we're using it right now.
Yeah.
To think of all the people who have sat at this table already. Maybe we're the first, you know?
It's pretty meta. Look at this. Black walnut. Sap cherry, $300. That's a $400 chair.
Probably for the set.
Wow, maybe for the set?
I would assume.
Last one. No, as is, no return. Yeah, it's got to be for the set. $100 a chair. That makes sense. Speaking of making bets, you want to make a bet that Master Max probably won't come?
That's possible. His son did say that he's a little frazzled today.
Then the old for razzle dazzle. Well, so yeah. Do you think Chuck Norris bought furniture here?
He could have.
You think he got a mad discount from Psychics?
That is possible. But I mean, like, I don't know. Do celebrities even buy their own furniture? You know, like,
or would they? I mean, celebrities have to buy their own grills. They're not going to have their assistants to go fit their teeth. Johnny Dang Doe. Johnny Dang Company. He does all the grills. I don't know, what
if, like, if I was famous enough, like, and I didn't have the time to go get my grill, I'd be like, here, just take a molding of my teeth. You know, like, bite into some foam.
They do that.
Yeah.
They do that. Johnny Dang has Jeff Goldblum's. He's got Marilyn Manson's. I've seen them all.
Oh, I know who you're talking about. That's right, that's right.
Yeah.
He's got that huge collection.
Yeah, right off of Richmond, next to LeBear's.
Let's go after this. We'll get our grills done.
I'll go get my nails done before I get my grills done.
That's it, man. The new grills is going to be on nails, and it's going to be for men.
Hello, sir.
How are you?
Doing well.
Pretty good. How many henchmen does Jim have?
At least 7. At least.
Do you think they like being called henchmen?
Probably not.
Yeah, that's why I'm whispering it.
This is really nice, though. And we're inside.
We're still
inside. Folks. Yeah. But there's trees all around us, and so there is a small atmosphere of being outside.
Yeah, and there are monkeys. Man, that lady had cowboy boots and a hat.
We could relocate, but I don't want
to lose Jim.
Yeah, to lose Jim.
If anything, we can just put pause.
Yeah.
You gonna put pause?
No, not yet.
All right.
Unless you want to pause.
Well, I just, how much time we have?
It's been 25 minutes.
25 minutes?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we should put pause.
We can do a halftime.
We have let's do a halftime because the Bengals are playing the Giants. And right now, put in your votes. Who's going to win? How many mattresses are you going to take home tonight?
And by the time y'all are listening to this, you'll know the answer.
There you go.
All right. Halftime.
That's pretty good.
In a program in the school, it's called Kick Drugs Out of America.
Yeah.
And I think my wife and I were the first sponsors of that program. It's now called Kickstart. Still going on 20 years later. So I got involved with that. Then they said they wanted to do a movie. And I said, why don't we finance it? So my wife and I financed that movie, Sidekicks. And it was quite an adventure. But we got all the money back, made a little profit, and it was a good time.
Yeah, you did. That's so amazing.
Amen.
Yeah, were you there on set during any of the films?
No, James was. James did a little bit. But yeah. I stayed away from the movie set. I had to stay out here and make money to pay for it.
Absolutely. You're here every day. The other day when I called to see if you're going to be here, they laughed at me. They said, he is here all the time.
That's incredible. Mm-hmm.
And you are. You are one of the most ambitious human beings I've ever met. You are a
That's
worker.
A nice compliment. I'm a worker.
You're a fantastic.
Work is life's greatest therapy. I'm getting lots of therapy out here every day.
I'm happy that it's therapeutic for
you. It is therapeutic.
Well, all right, listeners, welcome back. We're here with Mattress Mac himself. Mac, if I may
The
ask
one and only, yes.
The one and only. And only.
What are your views on life? What do you think the meaning of life is? Or what is your personal goal? Or
I think at the end of the day, we're all going to go in front of the Creator, whoever we believe the Creator to be. And he or she will not ask us, how much money did you make? Mm-hmm. The Creator will ask us, what type of difference did you make? So we're
Absolutely,
trying to make a difference out here.
I love that you just said that, because at the end of the day in Houston, we have a thing, and it's called Be Mattress Mac. Does that sound familiar?
Amen. Oh, yeah.
On Amen. The bridge?
Mm-hmm.
Someone put Be Someone Else, and then someone scribbled over it and put
Be Mattress Mac.
Guess who did that?
Who?
Me.
Did you really?
I did that.
You painted that?
You are amazing.
Good for you.
Good for you,
How
sir.
Did you paint that?
Oh,
I just asked him that.
Did you hang upside down?
I was hanging. It hurt. You're up there. It's. But
say,
you know
James, he painted the B Mattress Mac on the train.
Oh, okay. Gather around. Here comes
we're getting the sun in.
Max
we're getting the whole family in.
Yeah.
Get over here.
We got a T-shirt with that.
Oh, that's amazing. I would love to see the T-shirt. Yeah, so like, you know, whenever everybody was appraising you, I'm like, man, this man does not have a statue. I don't know if
not
you
yet.
Know, but
not yet.
Statues are expensive. And so the best way I could advertise and shout out your name would be with lead paint or acrylic or whatever it's made out
what
of.
What time did you paint that at?
Midnight.
Midnight?
Oh, people go up there at midnight at a breeze. Those cars that drive below, they don't mind.
Yeah.
It's the train. It's the conductor who will.
So the story I heard of your start here in Houston was that you came here with $20 in your pocket. Is that true?
Actually, I came here with his mother, and we had $5,000.
That's not bad. $5,000, okay.
Yeah. We're and, still at it 40 years
where
later.
Where are you from?
Dallas.
Dallas, Texas.
And that's when you bought a furniture store, or how'd that start?
Well, I didn't buy a furniture store. I rented some space out here on the front.
Wow.
And
you just built it from there?
And then put all the money back in the business. I think we probably bought the property 4 or 5 years later.
I love that. And not to get off subject, but where are your monkeys?
Monkeys have moved into the Club West Side that mother owns. And they've got monkeys over there, giraffes, all sorts of stuff.
You know, I'm a zoologist. I used to work at the Houston Zoo. If you ever need a zookeeper...
Well, you can talk to his mother. She always needs animal people.
I work with giraffes in South Africa.
Yeah, she's got a lot of giraffes.
When did you feel yourself to become successful, or when did you first like realize that you were such a big deal in Houston?
I'm still waiting for that day.
Really?
Oh, yeah. How humble are you?
I am. Still
that
waiting.
It's extremely humble.
Still waiting for that
James,
you are a legend.
Now that we have you here, on Father's Day, what kind of day do you guys go out and do? Like, how do you guys spend Father's Day?
Mac, as I tell people, only takes off for Christmas, Thanksgiving, and Easter. So Father's Day, generally, Father's Day and Mother's Day, Westside has a big brunch, and so generally as a family, we'll go there for both of those holidays for the morning time and spend some time together, help Linda to run the event, and then go to work.
Let's ask you the question I asked your dad. What do you believe, like, a meaning of life is? Like, what do you see purpose in, like... in your own...
I mean, I wasn't here. I was sitting on the other side of the room. I didn't hear what Max said, but I would assume that Max said...
what would you think?
No, I get it. I would assume that Max said faith, family, and work, and I could be wrong. Maybe he didn't say that, but...
He did.
I would say that's my answer. You know what I mean? And I think that, you know, look, I tell people all the time that, especially our generation, the three of us, you know, sitting here who are, you know, under 40, I think that there's that reality of, for different people, those things may or may not be important, and I think that's fine, you know? Yeah. I think for me, those are some of the things that helped me to, you know, find the motivation to keep going, and, you know, each person has to figure that out for themselves, I think.
Yeah, I completely agree.
Thank you. Hey, and I really appreciate your time.
Absolutely.
I have one last question. If you could do another movie, what would it be? And I'm saying, like, a title, but, like, what kind of genre?
If I could do another movie,
yeah, what do you like? What kind of movie?
I would do a Horatio Alger story, rags to riches, where you work hard and you get ahead in this country through the sweat of your brow, because too many people think it's impossible. I say it's impossible. It's as possible, if not more possible now, in 2021, as when his mother and I came here in 1981. The movie would be called Get Up, Go to Work, and Make Something Out of Your Life.
Because you can't buy happiness.
You can only work for it.
Absolutely.
100%. What advice would you give others who are listening?
Find a job you love to do and you'll never have to work a day in your life.
Ooh, get an Alan Watts fan in this house.
Amen.
Hey, really nice meeting you.
Thanks,
thank you
guys.
So much. Appreciate it.
Thank you for being on.
Yeah.
All right, welcome back again, listeners, to Enter and Out of Reality and Reality Outside. We are outside of Gallery Furniture now.
Literally outside right now.
In my car. It is raining. We're driving back to Jacob's house.
Well, you know, whenever good things happen, what do?
You celebrate?
You celebrate, you treat yourself. So I think we should go to Taco Bell.
Again?
Yeah, again.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't mind.
Yeah, let's go to Taco Bell. Let's go to a new location, though.
All right.
You never want to repeat the Taco Bell the same spot, then it just looks embarrassing.
I'm trying to find a place I can...
Oh, I can hold it.
Yeah, just hold that.
Yeah.
There you go.
That's good. I will be a tripod. How many cats do you think are named Tripod?
At least one. There's got to be at least one.
Well, duh.
A three-legged cat.
Yeah, but what about if there's just like...
A regular cat named Tripod.
A regular cat named Tripod, and then the moment that he does lose legs, it's just meant to be.
Then they name him, they rename him Bipod.
Quadruped.
I'm still getting off the high of actually having Mattress Mac on the podcast. That was insane. And thank you again for...
Hey, man, you asked me to be part of your podcast, and you said choose a place that means something to you, and choosing Mattress Mac's business, the Gallery of Furniture, look at that, job fair, Thursday, February 3rd, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. If you need a job, not only I will get you a job by graffitiing B Mattress Mac on walls, but... Mattress Mac will also get you a job. He's having a job fair at his own business.
And it's not just for working at the Gallery of Mattress Furniture. I'm sure it's a full job fair to like work multiple places. It's
yes. And if you're listening and if you want to go to this job fair, come over to my house. I will lend you my tie. It'll be a bow tie, but nonetheless, you will look a lot nicer in that Carhartt shirt.
I'm going back to what he said and just like... who he is as a character, because like my morality and like what I completely agree that it's about like leaving a legacy, building a legacy, and like just
without Mattress Mac in Houston, Houston would have less personality.
I agree.
We have the Astrodome. We have Marvin Zindler. We have.
And we don't even have him anymore.
You stop. No, we still have him. We still have them.
In like memory.
And then we have Dave Ward. Oh, I love Dave Ward.
Who do you think be the Mattress Mac of Houston if it weren't for Mattress Mac?
That's what I'm saying. I'm my list ends there. Oh, we have NASA.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you know who also has NASA?
Florida.
Cape Canaveral.
Yeah.
You know what Cape Canaveral doesn't have? Mac. Mattress Mac.
But let's get back to... Well, before we do that, I would like to bring up again that you brought up your customer service voice with Mattress Mac the entire time.
Oh, I mean, I can't, like, talk to Mattress Mac like this.
Yeah, you can. I did.
I don't know, man. I want to be like, oh, hey, dude, I'm on my knees for you, bro.
He's just one of us, just like you were talking about earlier. Like, we're all just connected.
Bro. Yeah, well, we're all DNA. Yeah, we're all so hypocrites, too. Don't believe a word I said. Huh. And it's like, oh, wow, Mattress Mac, don't waste his time with your drawings. It's like, nah, dude, let him go. But you know what? You've stuck to your guns, and you did it. You know, that was like one time whenever I asked for Bob Saget's autograph on a baseball. And
what'd he say?
He had his henchmen after me going, you don't need his autograph. And I was like, yes, I do. I want it on this baseball. And they just looked at me like a weirdo. So I threw the baseball.
What? At
and
Bob
I said,
Saget?
Yo, Bob! 30 freaking feet. Bob catches the baseball. And he goes, now he and I are talking. He's like, yeah, I got you, dude. And he's reaching in his pockets. He goes, I don't have anything to sign. I threw him the base, the Sharpie. It didn't land as far, but he still got it.
I just turned down the volume a little bit.
Oh.
I'm still listening.
And you're still listening, but was this...
Oh, are the listeners still listening?
Hello, is this thing on? Boop, 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 boop. Okay, so anyways, he gave the marker. His henchmen are like, now they're putting down their shields. Like, why did he even pay me to be his bodyguard if he's gonna let this 12-year-old kid? Yeah. True story. So now, I have this baseball at my house that reads, "Hi, Jacob."
That's hilarious.
Bob Saget.
And now he's gone.
Oh man.
His name was Robert Paulson.
Oh, come on, dude. That was Meatloaf, but...
But his name is also Robert
Paulson. Oh, come
on,
come on, come on, come on. Let's not make jokes.
The worst...
Bob Saget was, he was something.
The worst celebrity experience I had was, I think his name is Peter Mayhew, the guy who played Chewbacca.
Yeah, that guy was very mean to me one time.
He was mean to me, too.
He was mean to you? Yeah. I thought you were going to give him feel good. I was about to stomp on it.
Dude, no.
Like, I told him I've never seen Star Wars, and he said...
Well, I can understand how
he said, well, f*** off. And I was like, well, damn, Comic Palooza.
Hey, yeah, that's where I met him, too. Okay.
Well, duh. Of course that's where he met.
Yeah, I was trying to get him into draw book, and he was just like, he's basically the same thing. He's like, no.
I mean,
F off.
I was surprised that Mattress Mac drew in your draw book.
No, everyone loves it.
I mean.
I only get, like, maybe.
He's a busy
3%,
man.
3% of people.
We barely got the interview. It was working.
I think he would have talked longer had we not cut it off.
Sure, but I just also wanted to respect his time. I didn't want to take up, because he was being very kind.
I had some good questions for him, too.
Oh, I had some great questions, but you know what? I'm happy. I was, right then, I was like, you know what? Let's nod each other off, like, yeah, let's say farewell to Mattress Mac. Because too much can be too much of a bad thing, rather than get it right when it's ripe.
Yeah,
and pull out. You're like, okay, cool.
Live to be the hero rather than become the villain.
Well, hey, dude, what did Kurt Cobain say in his suicide letter? Last sentence, better the burnout than fade away.
Yeah.
So, it was really nice meeting you, Mattress Mac.
Yes, thank you
and,
again
and
for
James for
blessing
setting us
up.
With
your presence.
It's a shame that the monkeys aren't at Gallery of Furniture, but now Linda's taking care of them with the giraffes. But, you know... At least we know that they're still around, just like Gideon. Gideon is the miniature horse from
Parks and Rec.
Thank you. Bingo. That was a little pop trivia, pop quiz trivia.
Little Sebastian
is in Oklahoma. He is doing fine. His name is Gideon, and he is more of a background artist than having theme songs and episodes about Gideon. But if you're wondering why they did a farewells episode, oh shoot, did they just kill him off? No, he didn't. Well, they did.
They did in the show.
They did in the show. But Gideon is still happy. So.
But they needed to so that magical song could be written.
Oh, beautiful song.
5,000 candles in the wind.
You know what? We should write a song for Mattress Mac.
You know, why not?
Yeah.
Mattress Mac.
Oh my god, I'm gonna buy a big fat bed.
Wow. I guess you would need that. Let's get back to...
Hold on. Here, hold on. Here, let's erase that one. This one, here. Do a beat.
No, that's Tom Petty.
No, you're good. You're good. Standing on a corner, looking for a deal. Looking around, trying to find something steal. Here comes Sean and his queen mattress. And if I can come on stealing, I might get one like that. Call Master Mattress Mac.
Master P.
I'm sorry.
All right. We're not great musicians. We're just palpable.
Yeah.
But let's get back on the subject.
Wow, that is going to be really embarrassing.
Life, the universe, and
everything. I probably lost 4 friends in that rap, so you might want to rewind that.
Yeah, but you gained I don't know. Someone out there is having a good time at listening to this. We
hope. No, they're not. They're cringing.
Cringe is good, though. Cringe gets views.
Cringe, yeah, that's like TikTok. So does Snapchat. That's garbage. I don't want to be garbage.
Why not?
I want to be Chanel, dude. You should erase that rap.
What's the difference?
The difference is, I can tell you that Andrew Youngblood's not my friend anymore.
Why?
Because it was a dumb rap.
Oh, so you think he's going to end your entire friendship?
Oh, yeah.
X amount of years because you had a silly rap on a podcast.
Yeah. Oh, dude, he is shallow.
Oh, no, now the friendship is over.
Okay.
Now, no, Andrew, if you're listening.
Andrew, if you're listening, I'm sorry. Come over. I'll buy you pizza.
Yeah, come on the podcast, buddy.
Come on, I'll buy you a twin size mattress.
He is one of the next people I'd like to have.
Oh, I would love that.
I think he's leaving. They're moving. He and Zahid are leaving LA, right?
Yeah, and I couldn't be more happy for them.
Yeah.
He told me that the other day in secret. He just told me, and he's like, "Yeah, we haven't really told anybody."
What, they made an announcement on Facebook?
When?
Like months ago.
Oh, well, shit, where have I been months ago? I don't read the internet. He just told me, and I just thought he just didn't... Like, it was so nonchalant with Andrew, like, yeah, I'm going to L.A.
That's cool, though.
Not in that way, but he was just very bored with the statement, yeah, I'm going to L.A., with his hands in his pockets. And so I'm really happy that they're there because I book a lot of shows there. And now, hey, everybody needs a host. No one wants to... No, I'm just kidding. I would never... He played the host for me at the Comedy Store.
Uh-huh.
Beautiful comedy show. And Zaid couldn't have done a better job. Youngblood opened, and then I went on... Or no, did he, I go on, and he went... I went on first. I did fucking magic.
Like actual magic? Like.
Yeah, probably could be the first magician to ever perform magic tricks at Comedy Store.
No, you've got to... They've had to have had a magician comedian.
Oh,
all
yeah,
the
like...
years they've been open?
Yeah, I
but
guess.
But to do straight magic? Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, it's been... I would like to know.
But
like, imagine the Magic Castle having comedy night.
Yeah, right.
Well, they do karaoke on Saturdays.
But Zahid is definitely one of my favorite comedians. I asked him... the other day if he was available, but he's busy. He's booked until the end of the month. And so I'm definitely going to try to get him as well before
Shit.
He moves out to L.A.
What is he doing? Cooking?
He's opening for someone at the Improv all week right now. I don't remember the name. But cooking?
Yeah, he's so proud of his cooking. I love it. I love it.
He's very talented.
He really spends time on his food. Unlike me, I'm just a human lunchbox. I'll just stuff anything.
Just
in my
like
mouth.
Taco Bell 3 times.
As long as it's vegan, I'll be fine.
But man, his art as well is really nice. I think he designs websites.
Oh, I don't know.
We're coming up on the Be Someone.
Oh, we can pass that conversation. What does it say today? Reads nothing.
But back to broad thoughts and universe.
Yeah.
Like, what is the first thing to come to your mind right now?
Right now?
The universe.
Just be. Look at that.
It just says be right
just
now.
Just says
be. Yeah,
and
out.
Right now it says be someone, but someone blacked out someone. So now it just means be. So to answer your question, just fucking just be. Just exist. And I think I've said this 3 times in these past podcasts, is to release everything. There is no grip. Do not get a grip on life. Otherwise, life is just going to fucking... manhandle you, and you're gonna fuck. Wait, is that even manhandle? Is that even a word, or is that just something that chauvinist people?
It's probably changed meanings over time now.
All right, horse playing. The world's gonna fuck with you.
You'll get roughhoused.
Yeah, you're gonna get roughhoused. And life is
you don't think even to take a
not going to be forgiving.
What about like, so, cuz you were talking about knowledge earlier, and like when you get into knowledge and epistemology, really we know nothing. You only assume to know anything.
You know how many times you hear we know little about this, and you're like, that actually makes sense. Why would we have such a cumulative amount of information on the... Who the fuck is honking at us? You're... An 18-wheeler is honking at you, dog. Don't wave at him.
I want him to have a good day.
No, he's interrupting.
Well, then this person wouldn't let me over.
Oh, I know. So why should you be one with the negative reinforcement of a horn in the back of your ears?
I don't mind. Life goes on.
So, I forgot what I was even going to say.
Knowledge, and that we know nothing, really.
Yes. So why would we know so much about the reticulated pythons, breeding hag? Nah, okay, we can learn about we know about those pythons. Okay, pangolin. Why do we know about the stress level in its dietary and how that can affect its health? Woo. Right?
Go on.
We don't know much. No, we gotta learn.
I don't know a lot about pangolins. Yeah.
We gotta learn. But I forgot what we were talking about.
Knowing anything and why we need to or don't need to.
Oh, yeah. So that's obvious that we wouldn't know that much information on the pangolin. But we also don't know too much on suburban raccoons and their behavior and territorial, because there's just an abundance of them and there's a lot of places for them to hide. Mm-hmm. Opposed to just territorial raccoons out in the wild.
And additionally, we only know from human experience, observation.
Yeah. So we just don't have a lot of like scientists coming out studying suburban raccoons.
Not yet. Someone listening right here.
Yeah. Actually, I'm full of shit. I just don't believe it. But I'm just saying that is actually something that we don't know about. It was a horrible example, but...
No, it's a good example. Something I wanted to wrap around about again that I remembered we were talking about in the first podcast. Suicide. One of the podcasts that I listened to, Philosophize This, yesterday had a podcast about like... Is suicide a bad thing, like, or not? You know, because I mean, like, when you look at the Spartans, like back in the day, like it was an honor to like be sacrificed on the field, you know, or like there are cultures that it's like
kamikaze pilots,
that too, yeah, or
they're heroes,
or like even just going out on a high, and like it varies culture to culture, and really it was like kind of Christianity and religion that kind of set it in stone that if you kill yourself, then you're ending God's duty, or you're ending any way for you to keep expanding within the universe. And so, like, you're kind of not. And this would fit into what I, again, going back to funk, it's my thoughts that we are each here, and not just us, but like literally every atom, every like molecule, every Planck level of anything serves its purpose by existing. And so, like, it is such a difficult thing that like suicide has become this stigma all around the world. There's just like there's no escape but like,
well,
suicide.
You say in a way. Stigma, but yet there are some people who romanticize it.
Yes, exactly.
Emo, yeah. Friday nights at secret group, emo night. Like, yeah, they just like, why do they romanticize suicide?
Because I think it's like we live in such a world right now that it's like...
We're so gloomy.
That's an escape from like work culture, or capitalism, fascism, you know, all these bad things.
Cut,
you know,
my wrist. Like, even like Kurt Cobain, whenever he did that, they said, stop the press. We cannot tell people that he committed suicide with a shotgun. People are going to have... It was a copycat thing.
Oh, yeah.
I remember. Yeah. I was a kid. I remember the news. Loved Nirvana. And So whenever they announced it for the first time, it was gory.
Yeah, I bet.
They described it in an unromantic way, like, brains were everywhere, you know, oh my God, you know, I don't know, this transatlantic accent just kind of giving amplified. The news. Yeah, just really exact. No, I'm sorry.
They're trying to not romanticize it. Yes. But even in doing so, kind of romanticizes it. And like...
Man, this is like the worst podcast guest ever.
No, not ever.
Yeah, that's one thing we can agree
on. Yeah, that's one... No, I'm giving you a hard time.
But yeah, no, you're correct. So is it selfish? Is that what you said?
No, but that is one of the points that it led on to, is that is it a selfish act, or is it like, let's say you are in immaculate pain. Like, is it a selfish act to then be like, I'm going to choose to step out?
Can I tell you my favorite movie?
Yeah, go on.
Paddleton.
I haven't seen them yet. They're on my list. One and two. I hear they're amazing movies.
One and two? Not two. It's just one with Mark Duplass. Are you talking about Paddleton the bear? Paddington?
Paddington, yeah.
No, dude, not the bear Paddleton with Mark Duplass and, yeah, I thought Ray Romano. You're talking about
Paddington. Paddleton.
Yeah, why, we're talking about suicide, bro.
Okay, no, I haven't seen it. I haven't even heard of it. I'm going to put that on my list.
Where in Paddington has a suicide scene where you just made that
connection? I don't. Like I said, I haven't seen them, but I hear they're very good, so maybe it had a connection that it's like, wow, this is deep.
Man, Paddington got dark.
Paddleton. It's just a
Paddington. No, it is called Paddleton, yeah.
Paddleton.
So, yeah, it's just a beautiful movie where the character makes the decision that he could terminate his own life with an overuse of a prescribed medicine. And Ray Romano is there by his side in support. And it's like a road trip buddy-buddy movie, like that of Sideways, starring Thomas Hayden Church and Paul Giamatti, who also go to the same town of Solvang, which is in northern... It's north of L.A. And they go to the same town, same movie, beautiful films. And it is Ray Romano supporting his decision, like, let's go get that medicine. Like, it's... Because he's dying of cancer.
Yeah.
And it's like, hey, let's just do it now so that I don't have to have to be pain.
You burn out or you fade away.
Yeah, exactly.
Sorry to get dark if anyone's listening from Mattress Max end. I don't know the audience that we're reaching at this point. But this is what the podcast is about, getting into deep crevices anywhere and everywhere.
Yeah, and I apologize on my end, guys. I do.
For what?
I'm just being silly.
That's a part of life.
I was rapping bad.
You can be any way you want. I mean, there is no standard way to be a human.
I know, but there's just some times where you're like, you know what? I can be better.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Look, there's George R. Brown right there. It's the last time I hung out with my friend Austin.
I saw that post. Y'all were in the rafters. Pretty crazy story.
Yeah, we had fun. We were looking for the roof exit. Rest in peace, buddy. I love you. You know, I'm happy.
What do you think of death? Like, what do you think happens?
Nothing.
Nothing?
Nothing.
Why do you think that? Go on.
Because that's not what... It's just... You just die. It just... Beep! Your television is off. Your movie is over. There's no such thing as just silence, because there is no silence. There's no such thing as just total darkness, because there is no darkness. You just do not exist.
I mean, your body's still there.
Nah. Ew! Slow down, please, slow down. And look at that truck.
No, they're going behind us.
Oh, tacky. You know those, like, big strong arms? those stickers that you see on people's trucks that look like the person has their arm out the window and they're driving?
No, I haven't. But you've got one on there?
Nah, it was Trump.
I kind of know what
it was like. Trump was sitting in the back seat. It was like a decal on the window. Wow. Ooh, there he is again. American Freedom Tour, January 29th. He's what a dork.
I'll have him on the podcast if he's interested.
No, it was the 29th.
But he's probably too busy. I would have some things to ask him, you know, like, I'd let him talk. I'd listen to what he had to say.
I'm not having this conversation.
Yeah, I don't very agree with
that. Well, no, it's just a moot conversation to have.
Yeah.
About how, what questions we'd ask Trump. I don't like putting him in my head.
What were we talking about before that truck came out there?
You know how much time that guy gets? Zero. Starting now.
Agreed. Oh, yeah, death. So you don't think the body has anything to do with it? Like, now that your conscious mind has kind of checked out. Like, let's say you're in a video game, right? And your friend,
no, I'm just talking about you. This right here, this body thing, that's not me. I could be the ugliest person, and I could still have the same voice. And I'm not talking about the sound of my voice. I'm just talking about this personality. This personality is me. I created that.
Your environment, yeah.
Yeah, I am my environment. This is an evolution from the genes that my parents gave me. This is why I have curly hair. This is why I have this jawline. You know?
Mm-hmm. The universe happened, and then now we're yeah, right here.
I didn't ask to look like this.
But
when I die, I'm gone. You know how they say there'll never be a person like him again because they broke the mold that he was born when the day when that he was born?
Oh, yeah, I've heard that.
Something like that. I just kind of made it. Yeah, but that's you. That's who you are, Sean. This is who I am.
My metaphysical analysis of that is essentially that, like, we may pass, right? Our consciousness is no longer here interacting with you. Our bodies are still here. But our entire lives and our entire beings, we are transferring ourselves into everything and everyone around us. And so even though you may be gone, like, you know, dead, like you're not interacting, you are now transferred into everything else. Like, we're transferring into each other right now. You get what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Just like, we're whatever happens after this, it's just going to be like a hybrid.
Yeah, kind of. And so, like, let's say that I was to die, like, after I go home, I die. I still have shared myself into you right now, or all the other times we've met, and vice versa. Like, we're still implanting each other into each other at all times, constantly, and interconnectedly. And so death is kind of an illusion, metaphysically.
I love that, because every time we... You want to exit off right here. Every time we hang out, it's almost like we are dismantling kryptonite. Like, we're becoming stronger and fuser. Like, our chemistry is bonding more.
It's building, yeah.
It's building.
We are growing into each
other. Yeah, so we're growing into each other with this hybrids of, like, I know your secrets, you know mine. Like, I know the way you smell. Like, I know the way you think. Like,
are you interpreting? Again,
yeah,
onto epistemologics. We don't know anything.
Nope.
But yeah, that's my kind of my current view on death, which is again, it's always subject to change because
I want to be planted in a bag with seeds. I want to be a tree.
What kind of seeds?
Oh, I don't know, an avocado tree.
Yeah, dude.
Oh, I'd be the coolest gravesite. People come over,
pick an avocado,
take my avocado,
and then again, right there, as we're talking about. Even though you may be gone, you are now this avocado tree, and every time someone
takes... Well, yeah, that's because I didn't get cremated, dude.
Even if you did, though, you would still become...
My body...
Segments of this tree, and then people
the dirt,
would be
the eating dirt your avocados.
Your spawn.
Yeah, it could be that tree. And that's the thing. Cemeteries are so bad. There's such... They're polluting. It's litter.
Yeah,
litter
kinda,
of just
yeah,
dead bodies and brass boxes made of really thick wood.
It's vanity.
It is. It's vanity. You know what I want to die in? Just a knapsack that's biodegradable, full of some of the freshest dirt or some seeds.
to everyone listening, if like they know you, once you like pass on, you want the folks who know you to like give your bodies back to the animals, like throw you in like a alligator pit or something.
And if you can't afford that, or if the law has not passed where that exists, hell, just sneak my body to Braz's bin.
Toss it in.
Toss it in. Just feed me to the alligators. Oh, that'd be so cool.
I kind of want, I want an open casket with a closed casket inside.
Well,
and so people walk up and
what
like,
about what about what song?
Dude, I don't know. Like, there are definitely some songs that it'd be like lovely to play. That's why I build all my playlists. I would say play my music. Like, celebrate the things that I did, you know, have a giant party. I want kind of like a jazz funeral in a way.
Yeah, Then I Awoke, which is a song by DBS. Mm-hmm. Definitely. The only one song they use the trumpet on, and it's beautiful. And then another song would be the electric version of Something in the Way by Nirvana.
That's a good song.
And then a last one, just because I've always said it as a joke, one time I did stand up when I used it, killed it, was When I Die, I want Electric Avenue to be at my funeral.
That's fun.
Yeah. It was just something I just always...
My sad... one would be Dancing World by Here We Go Magic.
Oh, that's a nice one. I love Here We Go Magic.
Dude, me too. One of my favorite bands.
Really? Dude,
yes.
Pigeons?
Yes. Oh my gosh.
So good.
All their albums are amazing.
You know the girl Jen, the bassist?
Kind of.
Yeah. So one time she called me and she said, hey, the end of the tour is done in Houston. They took me to the wrong airport and they don't have enough time. They need to get on the road. And so they just dropped her off at the airport, and I went and picked Jen up, and she had all day for the to hang out. So we went out to eat, and I took her to the Houston Zoo, and then took her to Hobby Airport.
That's legit.
You're the first person that I've ever met.
A lot of people know Here We Go Magic.
Oh, they're so good.
But they're so good.
Yeah.
Luke Temple is such an amazing artist. I got to meet him before his show in Austin. He was just chilling with the audience, and I got him a draw book and everything. He was such a nice dude. Now he's going by Art Feynman, and I think Here We Go Magic is done.
That's a shame.
I completely agree. The last album was so good.
Yeah, the other female in the band, her father passed away in Houston. So she didn't have a lot of good memories, because the only memories that she had connected here was... visiting her father there in the hospitals, and at least with Jen's, you know, it was a nice day. Like, just like, hey, there's some cool people in this town.
I'll let your arm rest. I'll give it a go. I'll be the tripod.
Oh, I wasn't even thinking about it.
And I guess the other song I can think of would be "I Just Want to Celebrate" by Rare Earth.
Rare Earth.
That song has got me through some things, man. That is one of my favorite songs of all time. Like, if you're ever just in a bad mood and you need something to like a pick me up, I just want to celebrate, because it's like that's what it's about.
How does it go?
I just want to celebrate another day of living. I just want to celebrate.
Is that like the beginning of the song?
No, the beginning of the song is like, we can't have it on the podcast. But I love that song. Bless you. Here comes Jacob Calle sneezes in tins. That was the first of many. But we're also about at time. So any last things on your mind? Any last thoughts?
Just have a good time with life, man. Don't take it serious. If you want to take a day off work and your boss don't want you to, just say, hey, I'm taking this day off. And do it. And just have fun.
See what happens. Yeah. Where can they find you? Where can the people support you, follow you, give you money, anything?
So like we're saying, no one's going to give me money today. I don't want the money. And we did a random drawing on my Venmo, and we landed on Shannon Muko, and that is at SHANNON-MUCHOW. Even if it's a dollar, even if it's a quarter, just give her a quarter, give her a dollar, and just say your name. Say, and Jacob Kaya loves you. Let's confuse the hell out of Shannon.
And your Instagram was?
At Jacob Kaya. That is J-A-C-O-B-C-A-L-L E. And if you want to know Gallery Furniture, their Instagram name is at Gallery Furniture.
Oh, who'd have thought?
Yeah, who'd have thought?
Well, Jacob, I appreciate you having me on, and I appreciate the fact that we got to go meet Mattress Mac. That was a legit...
Yeah, and if you want to say hi to Mattress Mac, you can go to his official Instagram at Mattress Mac Official. That is M-A-C-K.
Thank y'all for listening. Love y'all.